Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Sometimes it's hard to understand difficult science concepts unless we sing about them.
I mean, the song we're going to play, if this existed in my freshman year of high school, it would have been an incredible godsend for my grades.
It's Wednesday, December 4th, and it's also Science Friday. I'm Sci-Fi producer Kathleen Davis. In 2009, the band They Might Be Giants released an album called Here Comes Science. In it, they sing about the science of plasma, talk about what blood does in the body, and they sing an ode to the elements. In this archival segment from 2009, Ira Flatow is joined in studio by members of the band to discuss the album and play some songs.
Joining me now in the studio here in New York is John Linnell and John Flansburgh, also on the drums, Marty Beller in the background. We'll be playing a lot of music. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. Very exciting to be here.
Why would you do songs about science? I mean, I thought only geeks like me like science.
Because we're like you.
Are you?
This is really a big thrill for us because, you know, we've been listening to the show for a long time. It's like suddenly like we're inside the TV set or the radio. You know, it's kind of trippy.
Were you science-y geeks when you were in school?
Not exactly, no. I mean, it's actually a little bit of a stretch in a way for us to declare ourselves to be authorities on science.
This is the Peter Principle in
exactly.
full bloom.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And you're stepping into a little quagmire by naming a song Science is Real. There are a lot of people who don't believe science.
Well, you see, that's not controversial for us.
Not for you.
No.
But have you heard any reaction from people who say, well, why?
Well, you know, I don't think judging by YouTube flame comments, you can really get an accurate gauge of what in general, it seems like people are actually quite positive about the whole prospect.
Right. But people we meet face to face are like you, pretty much.
Well, that's so good. Name the songs on the album.
Meet the Elements, Photosynthesis, My Brother the Ape, I Am a Paleontologist, Roy G. Biv, which is about the color spectrum, light spectrum, I don't know, John, what other
cells?
Titles? Cells.
One.
Why Does the Sun Shine?
Yep.
Why Does the Sun Shine? And Velocity.
And now these all sound like kids' songs. Are these aimed at kids?
It's sort of a mixed bag. There are some songs that are very simple that are good for little kids.
Right.
And then there are songs that are more fact-packed that probably would, you know, be a little bit too complicated for a toddler, but you know, if you're, the song we're gonna play,
let's play the song
"Meet the Elements." Like, if this existed in my freshman year of high school, it would have been an incredible godsend for my grades.
Well, you know, when I hear a song "Meet the Elements," who am I thinking of? Not of you guys, way before you guys were born, Tom Lehrer. Right? You remember the Elements song? Do you remember Tom Lehrer?
No, actually.
I know the song Pollution by Tom Lehrer.
No, he did a whole song of the Elements that's much different than
probably
yours.
More satirical than ours.
Yeah, well,
I can't believe that guy like invented a time machine and went backwards and stole our ideas. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that song.
He just rattles through the table of elements, periodic table of elements.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing.
What made you
imagine our disappointment that we find out? No, but you know what?
He was a folk singer. Isn't
No.
What made you write this song? Tell us a little bit about the genesis of this song.
We were working on our science album, and I guess the thing is we wanted to cover all of the different areas of science. So we're thinking chemistry, biology, physics, earth science, applied science. You know, we're just stepping into each one. And I find the periodic table of the elements to be kind of a great organizational, an amazing inspiration, actually. That it's a grid. You can just look at it and say, it's all laid out simply. It's like a lot simpler than a lot of other science charts that you have to study. So this one seemed like it was something you could stare at and write a song based on.
I'm Ira Flatow. You're listening to Science Friday from WNYC Studios. This is an interview from our archives, recorded in September of 2009. And we're going to hear a cut from the album. Here they are. They Might Be Giants playing.
Meet the Elements.
Meet the Elements. Let's meet them now.
is a metal. You see it every day. Oxygen eventually will make it rust away. Carbon in its ordinary form is coal. Crush it together and diamonds are born. Come on and meet the elements. May I introduce you to a friend, the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Neon's a gas that lights up a sign at a pizza place. The coins that you pay with are copper, nickel, and zinc. Silicon and oxygen make concrete, bricks, and glass. Now add some gold and silver for some pizza place class. Come on and meet the elements. I think you should check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Up with other elements forming compounds when they combine, or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Balloons are full of helium, and so is every star. Stars are mostly hydrogen, which may someday drive your car. Hey, who let in all these elephants? Don't you know that elephants are made of elements? Elephants are mostly made of four elements, and every living thing is mostly made of four elements. Plants, bugs, trees, worms, bacteria, and men are mostly carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. Come on and meet the elements. You and I are complicated, but we're made of elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Team up with other elements, forming compounds when they combine, or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Come on, meet the elements. Check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are.
Wow, that was great.
Thank you.
That was nothing like... That was much better. That's a great song.
We haven't heard the Tom Lehrer song, so I can't possibly comment.
This was just terrific. How long did it take you to write that song? Months, years, decades, lifetime?
That's a secret. Because people are going to, if we do a work, if we do like some kind of theme for somebody, they're going to want to pay us less if we... Wow. You reveal how quickly you can write a song.
Well, just to remind our audience, we're talking with the band. They Might Be Giants, and their new album is Here Comes Science. Is it out now?
It is out as of yesterday. It is out everywhere. You can buy it at Target.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you can download
it?
Right
next to Miley Cyrus.
After the break, more from our 2009 conversation with They Might Be Giants. Stay with us.
Hi there, Ira here, letting you know that we have a dollar-for-dollar match right now, so any donation you make will be doubled. And this week, we're celebrating Giving Tuesday, which means now is a great time to double your impact and show your support for Science Friday, a nonprofit dedicated to making science accessible to the public. So please go to sciencefriday.com/support to make your donation and invest in the future of science journalism. Again, that's sciencefriday.com/support, and thanks.
Don't you love it when you find a new podcast you really like? Well, let me recommend one. It's called Something You Should Know. I'm Mike Carruthers, the host, and in every episode, you'll hear fascinating information that will make your life better from top experts. Recently, we've done episodes on why you have the personality you do, the science of luck, and the psychology of a restaurant menu. You're going to like Something You Should Know. We have literally thousands of five-star reviews. Look for Something You Should Know wherever you get your podcasts.
I wish I used to play the accordion.
Man, start jamming. Feel free.
With the band, they might be Giants, and the new album is out, just out yesterday. Here Comes Science with John Flansburgh and John Linnell. Also, they're playing the music for us, and not to be outdone is Marty Bellers here with the drums.
The king of the drums.
The king of the percussion.
Marty is actually playing an electronic drum kit, which is brand new. It's his brand new thing.
You know, and, that explains why I tried to go over and hit, you know, use my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
It, and
no
nothing
sounds.
Happened.
Yeah.
It's a electronic. Huh?
You need the magic of electricity.
What an age we live in. And I'm surrounded by, I guess I'd call them music geeks, music science geeks, because they're writing albums about science. And what's the next song we'd love to hear from you?
Well, this has a little story behind it. We used to cover a science song. In fact, we still do, called Why Does the Sun Shine, which is from a bunch of science a collection of science songs that came out when we were kids with Tom Glaser. And I don't know if you're familiar with this record, but the sun was called Why Does this, the song was called Why Does the Sun Shine? And in parentheses, the sun is a mass of incandescent gas. And what we found out was that subsequently they figured out that the sun is not actually made of gas after this song had become popular among kids. And
sure it is.
Well, apparently it's not.
Well, right? I better relearn something else.
We're here to tell you that there are four states of matter, and the sun is actually super excited gas, which is called plasma, where the electrons have been stripped off precisely. And so we were forced to write this answer song to our own very popular Why Does the Sun Shine?
Which is something we only do reluctantly. This whole fact-checking thing is very difficult for a rock band.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, musicians don't normally care about whether there's plasma or
gas. We care about
there.
Beauty and poetry.
Yeah.
Those are our main concerns.
All our lies are in our past. We're forgetting about
but
the
it
lies.
But it speaks very highly of you that you want to change the song to get it right.
Yeah, it was just sort of fun, too. I mean, basically, an engineer we were working with, we were actually talking about the conundrum of the whole thing because we had already re-recorded this famous song from our repertoire for this album. And we were just like, well, what are we going to do? It's outdated. It's, you know, mm-hmm. science has evolved. The consensus has moved on from the idea of the song. And this engineer, John Altshuler, actually said, why don't you just write a song called The Sun is a Miasma of Incandescent Plasma? And that's what we did.
And so, is that the name of the song?
Yeah,
that is the song.
All right,
here it is.
Plasma.
Here they is.
They might be giants from their album Here Comes Science. Wow. That's great. That's great.
Ira, I have to say, we've been on a million radio shows, and the reverence with which you show the length and ending of a song is truly a recessive trait in in DJs, hosts, radio people.
You want to know why that is?
It's beautiful. Like when you actually at the top of the thing where you played the entire song, Science is Real, like, you know, typically, you know, people just hit the fader 30 seconds right before it ends. It's like, oh, we don't have that kind of time.
I will tell you why that is.
That's why I love I love public radio.
I come from a public radio FM classical music background.
When
I was at my learning days at WBFO in Buffalo, if I ever faded down one note of a classical music, I once had an argument that I was the news director and I wanted to fade down the music. So I could get a bulletin in there.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I heard you can't run a bulletin. You can't interrupt an FM radio.
Classical music. So you were like the king of dead air.
You just let the song go all the way. You wrote the whole song. Why don't we hear the whole song?
You actually let a little silence in after that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Our guy in Boston, I guess, was Robert J. Lertzema. It would seem like he'd fallen asleep. You know, like it was this quiet
I remember
moment.
Him.
Yeah. It was like, that was...
No, that was.
But it suggests a whole different kind of lifestyle. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I have a suggestion for a song for you.
Oh, sure.
You know, you talked about the mistake with the makeup of the sun. How about something about Pluto not being a planet?
We do have a song. We haven't learned how to perform it in this group, but with this arrangement.
Oh, is there?
But we do have a song called "How Many Planets," where we dodge the question of how many planets there are by simply enumerating everything, planet or not. In the course of the song.
Let the people decide.
Let the people decide, yeah.
What's your opinion on that, Ira?
I don't think it really matters. You know, I don't think that it matters that Pluto is...
Well, then we're in agreement,
You know,
that's more or less what we're expressing in the song.
Yeah,
who cares?
If I were pressed, I'd have to say, yes, there are eight planets, but it doesn't really matter that Pluto has been demoted because it's just a name for something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think everybody kind of feels for Pluto a little bit, though.
Yeah. I think Woody Harrelson should be a planet, too. So that makes nine.
Well, there are people who are, you know, or space cadets, but...
What's that email address again, Ira?
Don't send it to me. Send it to John Linnell. He will take
That's
all
right. I'll take questions.
Go ahead.
I'm willing to debate.
You never ask anybody this question, but I'll, you know, you never ask anybody, who's your favorite kid, right? And you ask musicians, what's your favorite song that you have?
It's funny. Yeah, we do get that. And we are, it's like insulting, you know. How could you ask that? Oh, I'm appalled.
I remember there was a radio station that used to advertise itself as one of two of America's great radio stations, so you never had to ask what the second one is. So,
well, if we said it's a Tom Lehrer song, would we suddenly reveal something?
Let's see if we can get another song in.
It's a laughter epidemic.
What should we do? Come on.
Let's do My Brother the Ape.
My Brother the Ape.
They might be giants.
About evolution, that controversial fact.
Well, I got the information that she sent to everyone, and I told you family pictures aren't exactly my idea of fun. You replied that everyone with me said they were going to come, and that's how you talked me into going to the reunion. When you said my brother the ape, my brother the ape. I received the photos you sent, and I don't regret that I went. Are the sight of everybody stiffly posing under one tent, but I don't feel I belong, and I keep wanting to escape, and I fail to see the likeness between me and my brother. My cousin the shrimp, or my distant kin the lichen, or the snowy eagle, or the moss, and I find it hard to recognize some relatives of ours.
terrific. They Might Be Giants, the new album. Here Comes Science. John Flansburgh and John Linnell here in the studio with us. Rocking away, and also on the drums, Marty Beller back there. Not saying very much to Sal Bark. Are there any other folks you play with? Any people in your band?
Yes. We actually are. We're just about to go out on tour. We're doing some family shows as well as a Flood show where we're playing our 1990 breakthrough album Flood in sequence. That's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal for us. And then we're doing this whole new show for adults. But joining us on stage is this fellow named Ralph Carney, who's famous among musicians for being the guy who plays on all the Tom Waits, sort of the classic Tom Waits middle period circus music albums. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays a lot of different kinds of horns. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be joining us. And it'll be very interesting working with somebody who's got such a clear voice as a musician. It's very it'll,
unlike
it's a real
unlike
departure.
The rest of us.
Yeah, yeah, we're just hacking along. Yeah.
Well, we also have Dan Miller plays guitar and Danny Weinkopf plays bass. So it'll be a six piece, basically. Yeah,
and
double.
And where are you going to be? Where can people see you?
Everywhere. We're Los Angeles.
You got a schedule at all? You can tell us your next. Guess your next.
I would say go to our website.
They Might Be Johnson. Or go to Facebook. Facebook has got all that information. Yeah. We got all these, and also there are all these videos. If people want to see videos of these songs, the entire album Here Comes Science has been made into a DVD, so there are all these animated videos accompanying the music, and they're really some of them are really quite remarkable.
So we might see you on an MTV video sometime?
I don't think MTV is playing videos anymore. but if they were, they certainly no. I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah.
To everyone.
Right. I know it's
especially musicians.
I have two daughters. I know it's on that.
It's more of a lifestyle. Music is more of a lifestyle expression these days.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know if they'd really warm up to science that much.
I wish I could play a musical instrument.
I was just hoping that we'd be on Science Friday.
Well, one of us got our wish.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And is there a topic you'd like to take on that you haven't done yet, a subject matter?
We're thinking we're tossing around ideas for the next Disney-produced Giants record, instructional music for young people. We're thinking maybe There Goes Your Civil Rights could be the next one. That was one idea I think Flansburgh had.
Yeah. The syndicalists. We could do like a history, like sort of a people's history of America.
People's history of America, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. Have you got a quick song you could sing? We could take
Sure. What should we do?
Do you want to hear a non-science song?
Sure, whatever. We only got a couple of minutes left.
I say that, but I don't have anything in my mind.
Well, play us out to the end of the show. And
why don't we do a song that's factually incorrect?
Go ahead.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople, now church alight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople.
Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Whoa!
Istanbul. Was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, I got better. Oh, I got the worst. That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
really aren't going to talk until the music stops.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that song. I know song. Yeah, it's an oldie moldie.
Yeah, it's super moldy.
And that's not on this album, though.
No, no.
It is not.
But it's still a great song. So if people go to watch you in concert, do you play other stuff besides
this? Oh, yeah. No, I mean, these albums are only 40. Even when we're doing the Flood, like, sort of, you know, tribute to ourselves show, it's only 40 minutes of the show, and the show's like an hour. The family shows are like an hour 15. The adult shows are like an hour 45, sometimes 2 hours when we're feeling heroic and when we're in our Bruce Springsteen mode. Things start expanding in the mannerist period of the
Yeah. I think we play more songs per show than Bruce, but probably only about half as long.
All right. I'm going to have to drop in.
Please come on. Yeah, bring your accordion.
Bring my accordion. Try not to talk about that.
Plenty of room. Actually, use one of ours.
I just have to bring my chopsticks. Is the only thing I can hit. I'm a frustrated drummer too, so thank you, Marty. I won't even try to do that. Well, we've run out of time, but you guys were terrific for coming.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You took up our whole studio with your musical instruments. You're welcome anytime you want to come back.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
You're welcome. John Flansburg, John Linnell, also on the drums, Marty Bell. They Might Be Giants. The new album is Here Comes Science.
That's all the time that we have for today. A lot of folks helped make the show happen, including
Beth Ramey,
Santiago Flores,
Diana Plasker,
John Dankosky,
and many more. Tomorrow, we'll bring you to the silliest award show in all of science, the Ig Nobels, which celebrate unusual achievements in science, medicine, and other fields. But for now, I'm Sci-Fi producer Kathleen Davis. Thanks for listening.